News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage
in association with AIR.
We're joined by Peter Burke, Minister for Enterprise, Tourism and Employment, to look at the impact of both the protest last week and also the vote of confidence yesterday. It was evident, Peter Burke, in looking at what Michael Healy-Ray had to say, was that he was looking at his own electorate in rural Kerry, thinking what they would want was him not to be seen to be supporting what the government had done last week. Are you looking forward to facing the people of Longford Westmeath?
Good morning, Anton. Well, one thing in life is that I'm very transparent as a politician and never have any fear in going forward to the electorate. Ultimately, people decide who is elected to government. And we have to remember, we're only over a year since the last election, since people decided who they want to represent them in the 34th Dáil. And one thing I know as a member of government and someone who's on the ground, someone who actually has clinics every single week in my community that's meeting people right throughout my constituency, I know the pressures that people are under. I absolutely have heard their worries.
Now, do you? Because that's the thing that Michael Healy-Ray said, and that's what an awful lot of the protesters said, was that government doesn't understand rural Ireland and government wasn't listening.
Well, I think you demonstrate by evidence. We've brought forward the biggest package per capita by multiples in the EU now to support our citizens right around our country.
At gunpoint.
And as a government, we've taken... As a government, we haven't, because at March we've brought through the first intervention, which is €250 million. We were very clear at that juncture that there would be further interventions to come, but we had to work out with the various different sectors in relation to what would best suit their needs. And we've done that now with this €750 million package. And what that means, it is pretty significant in terms of about a €19 decrease in terms of excise on diesel for a 60-litre fill, a €16 decrease for petrol. And for those who underwrite the production of food and delivery on our shelves for our contractors, for a €200 fill of heavy use diesel MGO, you're going to get a €55 reduction inclusive of the new scheme. And then for our hauliers who get the bread and milk, the groceries on the shelves, we have a very significant €40 million a month scheme, again, which will support that, together with the 60% rise in the diesel rebate scheme. So this is a very significant intervention and it responds to the concerns, the pressures that ordinary families and decent people are right across our country.
It responds to the country being closed down. And what's the implication in terms of precedent for that, Peter Burke? What now when the industrial unions, when the teachers' unions, when the nurses' unions, when they all look at this precedent and say, we see how to achieve what you want?
Well, we have a very strong track record of social partnership in Ireland, and we've had a number of successive pay deals that really have worked with giving increases right across our public sector. And obviously the new pay talks will have to commence shortly, and our unions will be very much involved in that as the social partnership model. But obviously every government has to react to and respond to the needs of the change in international circumstances. We are facing
but I mean is, if you know the real politics, the way the unions work, if the unions are in a position where they're members are saying, hang on a minute, why are we doing this closed door partnership stuff, when what the protesters proved is if we get out on the streets, the government will capitulate. Let's do that.
It's anything but closed doors. Unions get to consult with their members. They have very significant powers under the Industrial Relations Act. They can serve 7 days' notice for strike action. They can ballot their members. It's one which every member gets a say in terms of what action is taken. So I'd argue absolutely the contrary.
But why would you bother when you get a WhatsApp group and jump out on the streets?
We've seen a very successive model of social partnership, and the reason why people don't do that is because they want the success of their country for all their communities, to ensure that we're all driving forward together. And that's why the government has taken this very significant action, to ensure that we are trying to absorb some of the challenge from the Iranian crisis. But we have to be so honest here, Anton, we cannot eliminate the pain or the blow completely. No government can do that, but we can try and absorb some of it. And every government's duty is to be compassionate, to protect the most vulnerable through the social welfare code. We've made a very significant intervention for the 470,000 homes that get the fuel allowance, protect the 2.83 million workers going to work this morning, which is at a record high. And we've done that through price at the pumps, trying to support them as best we can, and also to ensure we try and mitigate the effects of inflation, the groceries, the bread and milk getting on our shelves. And we've done that through trying to support those who make food and also those who get it on our shelves, the logistics
behind
that.
Let's move then, if we can, Peter Burke, to the political legacy of all of that. How weakened is the coalition? You've already now, you've lost one junior minister, you've lost the support of his brother, and there are rumours, at least, and analysis suggesting that there is a lot of resentments within government, within cabinet, and between the government parties. Is it going to take time to recover?
No, well, first of all, we won the vote by 14. That's a very significant margin for any confidence vote. Secondly, and I would say this to your listeners so importantly, actions have consequences. If that vote was to succeed last night, firstly, it would leave the government without, or leave the country without a government. The interventions people will be seeing over the next number of days would not be possible. So you'd have a general election for a number of weeks. And looking at how you make a government subsequent to a general election, if you just look at the votes...
Okay, but hang on for a minute, Peter. All, the chances of that vote succeeding was so minimal, it's not worth analysis.
Yeah, but this is so
what
important.
About the impact
this,
in terms of the weakening of the coalition?
The coalition is very resolute, it is very strong, it has a very significant margin. But one critical thing is, for the quarter of a billion intervention and the intervention last night, these are financial resolutions giving money back to people. The opposition voted all over the place on them, and Sinn Féin opposed the reduction in fuel for petrol, opposed the reduction in fuel for diesel, and opposed the reduction for our contractors, the 120,000 farmers who will benefit, the 1,500 hauliers who will benefit, and also opposed every single measure to support people. And that's a fact. So the opposition is all over the place. You can't form a government like that and leave the country without a government, Anton.
In terms of analysis of what happened, because undoubtedly you and your government and party colleagues will have spent some time looking at the last week and deciding, did we do what we should have done? How disappointed are you and your colleagues in the slow response from An Garda Síochána?
No, I think An Garda Síochána did exceptionally well. And if you look at protests all over Europe...
They stood by for quite a while, didn't they?
Well, if you look at the actual facts, no vehicles were burned, no premises were damaged or destroyed, there was no significant injuries of people. To be fair, An Garda Síochána took action on a graduated policing model, and it's very difficult because, you know, people have to go through and vent their frustration, and I would really, really protect the right to protest, which is so valued in our constitution and so important. But the critical tipping point is obviously where you have critical infrastructure being blocked, because that turns into a blockade. It's a very different approach. It's one which stops the fuel getting out to our country and stops our first responders, the areas that keep our economy going and protect the most vulnerable. That's
we had
where
that on
changes.
The Wednesday in the centre of Dublin City. They had blockaded the Lewis in the centre of Dublin. That's critical.
Well, it is indeed. And obviously there was a graduated response taken to that. But even though it is critical and it's important infrastructure, you know, to stop fuel getting into our country in the midst of a crisis that the International Energy Association said will be worse than the two oil crises of the 1970s, coupled with the Ukrainian crisis, that it will be worse than that. And fuel waiting at our ports, about to be bought by other countries, not being able to get in to support our citizens. You know, that is a very, very serious point. But I also know, and this is one thing I'll be so clear on, there are so many decent people right across the country that are feeling significant pain. Some and many were involved in these protests. And I would say this is a very significant intervention. This is our attempt to support the middle ground, to support families that are very significantly pressed. And government takes leadership. That's our job.
Let
to
me
ensure
ask you one,
that we're
one final thing
to people's pressures.
You've talked about the kind of global impact there was. We see the IMF warning that this, as they describe it, unprecedented energy crisis could trigger a global recession if it continues along its current route. What's your reaction to that?
Well, we're facing a very challenging time. And one thing we have to realise is much of the stock that is coming in right across the globe right now is from the Strait of Hormuz pre the war intervention in Iran. Things are going to get very tight subsequently if this blockade continues, if talks aren't successful in the Middle East. And one thing we're very clear about is energy underwrites everything. It underwrites food production. It makes our economy tick. It gets us all to work. And that's why this could be a very significant challenge. But one thing I can say to your listeners is government will do all it can, but it has to be sustainable. It's no point in spending all our money now and we go into next winter and we have no capacity to intervene. And that's why by protecting our public finances, by protecting the most vulnerable, by being a compassionate government to ensure our pensioners, those with disabilities, our carers, get the support they need, that's what we will do over the coming months.
Peter Burke, thank you very much. Peter Burke, Minister for Enterprise, Tourism and Employment.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.